In Los Angeles, basketball legend Jerry West has died at the age of 86. West was one of the NBA's great players, starting with the LA Lakers in the 1960s and 70s. Then he found success as an executive. Reporter Steve Futterman looks back at his career.
Jerry West entered the NBA in 1960 and was an instant all-star.
And at guard number 44. Jerry West.
In each of his 14 years, West made the All-Star team. He was an offensive juggernaut with a classic jump shot, making nearly 50% of his attempts. He was a great passer and could drive up the lane.
West, on the switch, got away from Frazier and went in, scored. Basket count.
One of West's most famous baskets came in the 1970 finals against the New York Knicks.
2 seconds, 1 second. West throws it up.
A last-second shot from 60 feet that tied the game and sent it into overtime. In his first 10 years, the Lakers made the finals 7 times. But unfortunately for Los Angeles, 6 of them were against the Boston Celtics, one of the greatest dynasties ever. The Lakers could never beat Boston. West couldn't handle that.
I believe in perfection. You can't have perfection almost in any sport. I analyzed everything that I did. Horribly critical of myself, horribly.
Finally, in 1972, against the Knicks, West and the Lakers won the NBA championship. For all of Jerry West's achievements, his life was full of burdens, as he wrote in his autobiography. He never recovered from his brother's death during the Korean War. He faced abuse from his father and battled lifelong depression. During his career, the wins never overcame the losses.
I think if you hold yourself at a lesser esteem, then it's not going to work in getting to the top of the mountain.
After playing came part two of West's career as a basketball executive. As general manager, he helped shepherd the Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar era. And in 1996, he pulled off one of the greatest trades in NBA history.
With the 13th pick in the 1996 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Kobe Bryant.
Charlotte picked Kobe Bryant, but West had already made a trade with the Hornets for that pick. Bryant would lead the Lakers to 5 more championships. Even as a basketball executive, though, West could not handle those struggles. At times, he would be at games and watch only briefly from the players' tunnel. Steve Springer is a former writer with the Los Angeles Times.
In a close playoff game, he couldn't stand to just watch the game in person. He couldn't even stand to just listen to it in person, so he would get in his car and drive around the neighborhood, and then when he felt like he was ready to listen, he'd turn on the car radio, listen for a while.
Outside the Lakers arena today, fans like Eric Von Erden came to pay tribute, recalling how West's silhouette is the inspiration for the NBA logo.
Oh, he's the logo, the greatest ambassador of sports. You know, the greatest executive, one of the greatest players of all time. I mean, I just should never be forgotten.
West was also part of the legendary 1960 U.S. Olympic basketball team that won the gold medal. He called that one of his greatest achievements. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.